This is one poem only. A daily reading, a quiet moment, one poem, center stage. Cling to me. I lay on the California coast listening to the waves, looking out to the Santa Monica Mountains, and nestle into the earth like a lover, hunting out the soft spot near your collarbone. Or a toddler, shyly hiding behind your knee, peering out only to retreat into the smooth safety of a joint. The parts where we come together are the most tender, I realize as I drag my fingers through damp sand, bits of ocean foam clinging to its surface. Life unfolds in the crevices. At first we grow curled up and long for the pressure of the womb once we are born. Then we learn to grow by stretching, to unfurl our limbs. So when we find ourselves in a tight spot, we burrow deeper to feel safe. We grow roots that entwine with the roots of those we love. We learn to trust the tender parts as we come together. By Maggie Devers. Operating instructions for the day after your best friend tells you he supports genocide. Upon waking, breathe deep. Savor the shimmer of momentary freedom. Lack of memory and regret. Surround yourself with three dogs. Sentinels. Triumvirate. Check the curtain crack for signs of dawn. When the child stirs, relish her aliveness. As the small ghosts arise in protest, cup their faces in your bloody hands. Whisper the useless lament. I am sorry. And again, I am sorrow. When the cat crawls under your crooked claw, picture the desert landscape devoid of trees, of innocence, of hope, of caress. As you pour the milk, squeeze the honey. Hold your heart on an open palm. Leave it be. Watch how it stutters, shivers, and stalls. Look at its redness, which is simple. Fragile human, the same. Fill it with your grit. Ask that sinewy engine to oyster, to pearl, to return to the cave of your chest. Alive, yes, but beating differently, more soundly, and more true. By Yane Dowd. Swan Dive. It's the kind of hot afternoon in August where the sun cracks your mouth open so you can take a big gulp of life. Chin tucked, wind up, lanky limbs, bare brown shoulders hum in the heat, running warm wooden dock beneath your feet. Step one, two, and leap. Gravity greets you. Like a pinky promise in the lake, water answers with a laughing splash. You elegant creature, here you belong. By Maya von Maltzen. Cycles. The space in which my family occupies is a revolving door. Each rotation moves me further from their timelines. Yet turning to push the door in reverse won't take me back to a time with them. To picnics beneath the Central Park oaks, or a game of tag among Puerto Rican palms. I existed decades after Abuelo exited the door. I stepped between the panes of glass just as Abuela stepped out. Abuelo took everything with him except his family. Abuela held tight to her Latin roots, clutching memories of a childhood in Puerto Rico. Lugged them through her new life in America until they calloused and cracked her hands. Stubborn. She carried that heritage out the door, took customs and superstitions and stories. I'm left alone, spinning with the echo of her lifetime in empty air, the dust of her travels clustered on the floor, pressing my palms against glass where her prints had been, willing my prints to match hers, praying I leave something more behind despite having less. One day, I'll step out. Everybody does. But I can't leave until I fill this place with something more than dust. By S. Salazar. An Emblem of Wounds. We are in the middle of a conversation, the reflection of our lives upon glossy waters. We're twice the age we used to be, shading home into grief, into a childhood memory. There is an oxyclide infused in the distance of souls, singing into the littleness of a heaven, a prayer old enough for the heaviness I have carried. A boy from my childhood recognizes me by a face I no longer wear, by a stillness that was once a scream. My world is an open wound, a phoenix burning into an undying whistle of the wind. We're betwixt a waging war, an emblem of songs perfused into the flowering of rose ash. Aren't we all a singing orchestra in heaven? And we won't stop singing until the world ends in a poem, until immortality is an endless loop of remembrance. We stood beside the Black River, washing down black memories, memorizing the eulogy of brown gods, a drowning nestling through the theory of names. I looked into the memory, marinated for the ashes that were burnt to be seen, nebulous as the clouds, syntax of broken bodies wrestling for wholeness. The world won't end without us first knowing, and the wound won't heal without the opening of another body. By Henry Opaemi. Upon a mortal perch I scribe away my lonely parts, pulled from deepest chasm of this broken heart. A treasure trove of loss and tattered dreams, befitting muse in which the dark sits agleam. Heartache wrapped in anguished words seeking sanity, mutated from once tightly held soliloquy. Harrowing thoughts bleed from fissures of speaking heart, seeping through veins and through fingers now depart. All unspoken peers now into light through hope-filled ink, seeking redemption while still consuming tear-stained drink. Loneliness of my despair shall now upon all befall, mystic and cryptic script that quietly fades into ears of all. One bit of comfort is wounds float upon flutter of winds, unburdening some grief-laden poundage long kept within. By Amanda Thuy. A Dream. In visions of the dark night, I have dreamed of joy departed, but a waking dream of life and light hath left me broken-hearted. Ah, what is not a dream by day to him whose eyes are cast on things around him with a ray turned back upon the past? That holy dream, while all the world were chiding, hath cheered me as a lovely beam, a lonely spirit guiding. What though that light, through storm and night, so trembled from afar? What could there be more purely bright in truth's day star? By Edgar Allan Poe. Thank you for listening. Until tomorrow.